I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. During the 12th century, Islam spread in Asia through military conquest, and its influence is felt today in Southeast Asia, where conversion to Christianity is punishable by death in some regions. But says Wycliffe Associates Bruce Smith, the seed of the gospel took root. That's both triumph and tragedy. Smith visited this people group who waited 200 years for God's word. Yet using the method of translating in parallel,
during a workshop of 2 weeks, a group of their translators translated 17 books of the New Testament and checked them for accuracy.
Would you pray? It's dangerous work because of Sharia law, but Smith says the Christians are undaunted. The ministry is planning to launch at least 10 new translations in areas where persecution is equally severe. The strategy has gone viral, and it's needed now more than ever.
Could be looking at 500 new translation starts in the coming year.
The crisis in Ukraine has made thousands of kids orphans. Force for Christ's Chad LaForce says the ministry recently visited some orphanages.
We met many refugee children, and it's hard on them. They've been torn out of their life. They've been torn out of their homes. Many of them have lost loved ones or their whole family in the war. They're separate from anything that they've known. And sometimes when we meet them, they've only been in the orphanage a few days. They've come right out of the East.
But Force for Christ coordinates with American Christian families to host a hurting child.
They receive love. They're taught about the Lord. It's a boost for them. And it also gives them people somewhere in the world that are connected with them and care about them. And we found that it's a really positive thing for these kids.
Think this might be up your alley? Check our website for links to host a Ukrainian child. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Set Free Ministries is offering the free booklet, Who I Am in Christ, to help you understand what it is to be a child of God. Go to missionnews.org to sign up. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.